Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me. And as always, it's such a pleasure to have you with me as we have these wonderful in-depth conversations that are opportunities to really heal and grow and learn and get empowered, because this show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. I always like to welcome new listeners, and if you are listening for the very first time, or maybe if you've just been listening but haven't taken action, I encourage you to go to my website, What Women Must Know, opt-in there, or my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. Why would you want to do that? Because I send out these podcasts, the archive shows, every week. And that means you can listen to them at your leisure, wherever you are, doing your walks, your workouts, in the mornings, meditating, whatever you want to do, they'll be there for you, along with lots of other great information that I share with my community. So I hope you'll go there and like me over at Facebook and opt in to What Women Must Know. And just keep learning and growing and getting empowered. And we are at our Thanksgiving time. This is a time we've just had Halloween, and now we're here at Thanksgiving and revving up for Christmas and New Year's. And it just so happens that all of these holiday times coincide with the beginning of the flu season. I wonder if there might be a connection. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact, yes, there is a connection to all the feasting that goes on from really Halloween onwards. And my subject today, the topic we're going to be talking about, is the best flu prevention strategies with my guest, Dr. Keith Moeller. And a little bit about Dr. Moeller. He is a certified natural health practitioner and holds a doctorate in naturopathy. He has co-authored many papers on silver, several of which have been peer-reviewed and published. And Dr. Moeller has spent the last 15 years as CEO and Managing Director for American Biotech Labs, heading up sales and marketing. During this time, he has been working directly with some of the top scientists in the world, as well as numerous independent labs and universities, on developing ways to use silver for the betterment of humanity. American Biotech Labs holds many patents in relation to their SilverSol technology and has many more patents pending. It also has what is likely the largest private library on silver information that exists today. So I'm just going to jump right in and invite Keith Moeller to be with us. And help us have the right preparation to just fly through the season without any bugs and flus of whatever sort. And if you do, how to nip it in the bud. So it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Keith Moeller to the show. Hello, Keith.
How are you? It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you. And, as always, it's great having you back. You've been a guest before on the show, and I love having you, Keith, because you just have such a wealth of knowledge. And to tell everyone listening, I've been so inspired by your SilverSol technology. Now, I don't know how many years it's been, Keith. I have lost track when I first met you. I don't even remember how I first met you, but it's been many articles and many conversations and many lectures later. And it's a topic that always inspires me, because I have written many articles talking about SilverSol technology, published in Total Health magazine. And I'm always so thrilled to have you on the show, because the work you're doing with this SilverSol technology is changing people's lives, improving their health, and giving people truly safe, effective strategies to stay healthy. So, as always, it's just great being able to talk about this, and especially now that we're entering into the flu season. People think that flus automatically come with winter, but they really don't. We create an environment that allows the viruses, bacteria, whatever may be swirling around there to find a welcoming host. So we're going to explain all that and then give people practical solutions to keep them healthy this flu season without necessarily getting the flu shot, actually. I never get a flu shot. I don't know about you, Keith. Do you get a flu shot?
I have not had a flu shot since I can remember. I don't know if I got it when I was a kid, but since I've had a choice, I have not had one.
And I have never had a flu shot, and I rarely come down with any bug of any sort. And if I do, I can nip it in the bud within 24 to 48 hours using the strategies we're going to talk about today. So I just felt it's really important to talk about these strategies for people so they understand the kinds of effective options there are, not only effective but safe. And I think that's a key piece of it, to have safety. So let's start talking about what is it that makes us susceptible and vulnerable to the flu, and what is the flu to begin with?
Well, the flu is actually a virus, and it's not a virus. It's a whole bunch of different types of virus. In any given year, you have approximately, and no number is actually, perfectly correct, but they estimate that during any year, you have probably 200 strains of influenza that are going through the population. And what they do is the flu shot cannot cover all of them. So what they do is they try and take a guess at which strains might be the most problematic. And they do that by early indications in Europe or Australia or wherever they can get data from. And then the flu shot actually covers about 5 of those. And so if they guess well, the flu shot might work pretty well. If they guess poorly, then even if you get the flu shot, it really doesn't do anything for you because of the strains. And last year, for example, you and I have talked about this, but last year they were about 8 to 10% effective. So it means that 90% of the people who got the flu shot were susceptible to getting the flu because they didn't guess at the right ones. And so what you and I usually talk about is the fact that we as parents, we as individuals, we really need to have our own first line of defense where we don't have to We don't have to depend on other people and their guesses to cover our family. And so I think that's one of the most important things as we look at the flu season. The other thing that I think you're absolutely right about is that not only with the overeating and the craziness, which is fun, by the way, but the craziness associated with the holidays, as you know, I come from a huge family, and when we get together, that's like 70 or 80 people, and that's a lot of people to get into a tight space, like into a house, and so you really have a lot of chance of spreading anything that's in there, and so my family lives on silver, as you know, but, I think the general thought is that as all these people get together and as the office parties get together and all of these people, you are much more susceptible, not only because your immune system's down, but because there are so many people in the areas where you are. If one of them has it, it's really easy to spread it. And that's a crucial thing. The other part is that you can have the flu. Generally, it takes about 2 weeks for it to build up in your system to where you know you have it. So the incubation period, if you will, is about 2 weeks. And so people get the flu, don't know they have it. It's building up in their system for a couple weeks before they know they have it. And they can actually transfer it to other people for 2 or 3 days before they show any symptoms. So you might have the flu, be giving it to all your family and friends, and not even know that you have it yet for a few more days. Then all of a sudden I came down with the symptoms. I can't go out, right? Because I've got the flu, I don't want to spread it.
Right.
So I think those are some of the general concerns.
So, you know, some things that people may not know is that, you know, what's associated with the holidays, of course, is lots of treats, lots of candies, lots of cookies, lots of cakes, lots of alcohol. So sugar will suppress the immune system for up to 6 hours, I believe, one of the statistics I've seen. So if you have something sugary, candy, so that's why we start with Halloween, with all the candy, it's suppressing the immune system for hours. So if you have it on a regular basis or you have it throughout the day, your immune system is really at a disadvantage. So that's one of the things that makes us vulnerable. And then it's all the partying and late hours. So people aren't getting good quality sleep, which also weakens the immune system, and maybe substituting alcohol for really good quality food or dinner or whatever. So we just set ourselves up to be challenging the body through diet and through lifestyle factors that makes us vulnerable. And the winter time, just the cold is a stressor on the body. So if you're not staying warm and if you're not staying nourished and if you're not sleeping adequately, your immune system is going to be somewhat challenged as well. So we have that aspect. And then we have the way the flu is transferred, the virus is transferred and transmitted, as you were saying. And so it's all the parties, all the close spaces. It's interacting with lots of people because the flu is transmitted and enters the body through the nose and the mouth. Correct, Keith?
Oh yeah. Besides the fact that if one guy sneezes, you can cover, you know, like 30 feet of area. And so it's easy to pick it up by, you know, touching a computer or a handrail or a button on an elevator or something on the subway. I mean, there's a lot of ways that our body gets attacked. And you know, that's why it's really important to have our immune system working at peak levels.
Yeah, so not to make people paranoid, but it's true. You know, we're vulnerable if we don't have a strong immune system and find some protective strategies, which we will give you today in the conversation. I just want to talk a bit about the flu shot before we move on to the strategies, because I saw some statistics that said the 2018-19 season is going to be, the flu shot is going to be as ineffective as it was last year, you know, dealing with maybe 10-18% of the population is going to have any benefit from it. So that's not particularly impressive, a statistic. And I've also seen things recently that have some concerns about a greater risk of a respiratory conditions like pneumonia as a result of the flu shot, increased risk of developing Alzheimer's down the track, increased a vulnerability to the flu for the next season. So if you get a flu shot this season, you're more likely to get the flu and have a worse flu the next season. I mean, these are some real concerns, Keith. I just don't get it. I mean, they push it so hard. I noticed that in Australia now they are training pharmacists to give flu vaccines. So it really becomes very convenient. People can just go into the drugstores and, you know, they can be given their flu shots. But and of course the elderly are very vulnerable as well. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that, you know, more and more people get them. I was visiting a hospital a week ago, and on my way through, they said, hey, do you want a flu shot? We'll give it to you now. And I said, no thanks. I'm probably good. But when you look at it, the problem is that they really don't have very many good treatments for the flu. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do that are helps for the symptoms, but actually to treat the influenza, they're not very good. One of the ones that you and I have talked about in the past, which is one of the first lines, is if you get the flu, they want to give you Tamiflu. And Tamiflu, besides the fact that it has a lot of nasty side effects, and you know, I'm not going to go against your doctor on this, but I think it's important to know that Tamiflu, in the studies they did to get it was approved on the fact that people said they felt better 1 day early. So they said they felt better on day 13 on average instead of day 14. So it was approved.
Not impressive.
On the potential of cutting the 2 week flu by 1 day. And that was not based on test work that was like measuring the viral content in your blood, but actually by asking people, do you feel better? So when I read that, I was not overly impressed with the data that was available on how it was approved. And besides the fact that, you know, there's quite a bit of mounting evidence against the negative side effects. And so, you know, you and I have talked about this. What do you do? What are your options? I mean, we as parents, we really want to do something. We want to feel like we're helping our kids because we don't want to see our kids suffer, or your brother or your sister or, you know, your spouse. It's a big deal. We really need to feel like we're doing something.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. I just want to say some of the people may not know this, but some of the common side effects of Tamiflu include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, headache, nosebleed, redness or discomfort, insomnia. You know, I mean, that's just getting started as far as the side effects. So that is really not, like you said, that's the only solution that your doctor can offer you if you get the flu. But we're going to talk about some real solutions that can not only protect you, strengthen your immune system, but also help you if you have those first signs of coming down with the flu, scratchy throat, a little headachey, tired, and you always have to nip these things in the bud as quickly as possible. Be able to turn it around. So let's talk about SilverSol technology. What is SilverSol technology, Keith?
Well, about 20 years ago, we were mining silver. My whole family, we own silver and gold mines, and we still produce, through a venture we have, we still produce some gold and silver every day. But at that time, the price of silver had gone so low that we couldn't sell it at a profit. And we decided that we might be able to do better things with our silver. And so we started studying silver and putting a great deal of effort into that. And we found that most of the forms of silver on the market were ionic forms of silver, and they didn't have very good action. So you needed a lot of it to help. And we found that they were very unstable. And so what we tried to do was we were trying to make a form of silver that was much more stable, because we looked at the wound care aspects, which we do a lot of now. And we looked at, you know, helping people get rid of infections like MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph. It's the number one killer in hospitals. And we saw that silver, you know, at some levels in some forms could kill MRSA. And so we started doing a lot of work on it, trying to make it more stable. And inadvertently, or by gift, and we'll pretty much go with by gift here, we invented a new nanoparticle of silver. And they originally told us we weren't going to be able to patent it, we wouldn't get it approved by, you know, the FDA for any uses or anything like that. And now, you know, being a group that really never says no or never says die, we are now up to 58 patents, with some of the strongest healthcare patents ever issued by the U.S. government to anyone. We have created a number of products that are FDA cleared for major wound care, so that, you know, if you have a cut or a burn, we can actually go in and help heal that in like half the normal time. And we have versions that are prescriptions so that we can help if your little kid gets severely burned and is in the hospital, we can actually do that. We have over-the-counter versions that you and I have talked about a lot that, you know, they're used by people in the beauty industry, used in the sports industry, used by the doctor moms of the world, which is one of the most important areas. And those have a lot of application in the flu area. You know, the gel we make, which is sold under a number of different versions, we actually took that and a couple of the most popular versions that we probably want to cover today. One is called Armor Gel, and the other is called ASAP OTC. And the Armor Gel is kind of the cool guy label. It is it's a really kind of black label. It's a little harsh. Then we made a pastel label for the beautiful women called ASAP OTC, and really they're the same product, but they are currently cleared to be able to kill bacteria or be a cover for a wound on your body for up to 3 days. And as part of that, we did a surgical hand scrub study, not because we were trying to get it approved as a surgical hand scrub, which we could probably do, but more important to us was we wanted to know if you put it on your hands, how long it would be able to protect the skin or a wound on your hands, because other parts of your body don't have the scraping action, the sweating that your hands do. And so we wanted to know how long this would stay on the hands. And what we found was that it would kill all the bacteria on the hands for up to 4 hours with no problem. And so it was a big deal. So we actually have it approved to be able to make claims up to 3 full days, and that's usually on other parts of the body, not the hands, because, you know, we talked about that. But and we have direct claims against things like MRSA and VRE. VRE is a really nasty bug called vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus faecalis, which is why they call it VRE. But what we're talking about is the ability to have something to put on you, especially on a burn or a cut, that will give you this barrier of protection so that when you go out, you don't get an infection. You don't pick up or transfer those pathogens to somebody else just because you touch the handrail, just because you touch the computer or the doorknob. You know, it's pretty tough to leave a room unless you open the doorknob. The question is, who used that doorknob before you? And so that first line of protection, we think, with the gel is a great thing, to be able to protect yourself and be able to have that layer. Now, the really cool
Well, let me just jump in here because I think it's such an important point and I want to make it. So we're talking about strategies for protecting the flu. So now we're kind of preventative. We're talking about the first step of preventing you. So what you said was so important, I want to emphasize it again, that the Silver Soul solution known as ASAP or Armor Gel, you just have different ways to market it, is made up with this phenomenal silver technology, this patented silver technology, and is able to stay on your hands for up to 4 hours. So the importance of that statement is because if people use these hand sanitizers that are everywhere, I see them in the gyms and I see them in grocery stores. I mean, they're everywhere, right? Hand sanitizers. They're made with alcohol and God knows what other chemicals, and they dry your hand out, number one. They dry the skin out. But number two, they last about, their antibacterial effects last about a minute, as long as it takes to dry. So you aren't getting much of a protection, but you're compromising the health of your skin. And here you have a silver gel that is beneficial to your skin. It's healthy for the skin, and it is antibacterial, antiviral, and can protect your skin from your hands from picking up and then transferring these viruses to your face up to 4 hours. I mean, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Is there anything you want to add about that, Keith? Because that, to me, is such an important point.
Yeah, we are not a hand sanitizer. A hand sanitizer is described by the FDA, really has to be 70% alcohol or close to that by weight, and has also no residual benefit, meaning that, like you said, if you put that on your hands, not only does it pull the moisture out of your hands and cause cracking and drying, but what it does is it has no residual value. It doesn't have the ability to give you any protection on an ongoing basis. So hand sanitizers, by definition, kill what's ever on your hand at that moment, and they do it with mass amounts of alcohol. But as soon as you touch anything, the doorknob, the desk, the person next to you, you really have all that bacteria and other pathogens back because they have no ongoing protection. And that's the definition of a hand sanitizer. We actually are not a hand sanitizer, but what we are is a barrier of protection that's specifically designed to be able to go on your skin or a cut or a burn or a scrape or a scratch or your face. You know, they use it a lot for like post-acne stuff as well. But what it does is it hydrates the skin. It pulls in the outside layers, makes it baby butt soft. Women absolutely love the gel. And it's really funny because you and I see each other a lot at medical shows and health shows. And so when we're there at the shows, I'll give some to a woman, have her put it on her hands. And it's really funny to me because they start petting themselves. And I'll see them like 3 rows later, and they'll still be sitting there moving their hands together, just feeling the softness of their hands because they can't believe how this product hydrates their skin. But more importantly, what we're talking about is a barrier of protection so that you don't get an infection, so that you're not transferring any infection, because we all have to live in the world, right? We all have to be in it, and we can't control our environment, but we can control our own selves, and we can give ourselves the benefit of being able to have that first line of defense. And that's really what it is. It's a first line of defense that helps keep us from getting an infection. And like I say, the current labels on those products will say on them that you have up to 3 days of protection. Yeah. And it's a big deal. And when you look at those bugs, there's some really nasty bugs in there. If you use a lot of the alcohol products, which they have to do, especially the nurses in hospitals, and last year was an extreme case. My daughter, I think it was about January in Minnesota, had to go in for an appendectomy. Her appendix was about to rupture, and she had to go in the hospital. But once she got to this big hospital in Minnesota, the hospital was so full of people with the flu that they had to move her to a different hospital to be able to do the appendectomy. And that was, I think it was crazy to me that they had people everywhere. But these nurses that are subject to being around all these people, you know, have to use it. And the alcohol products actually split their skin. Mm-hmm. And it makes them even more susceptible to getting the flu and other infections because they have these cracks in their armor or their skin that make them more susceptible to getting it.
And I just want to say that not only can you use it as a barrier protection on your hands, we'll call it for what it is, which is much more effective and has many more benefits than a hand sanitizer, as you explained, but I want to say from my own personal experience that my mother had a very serious open wound, huge open wound, and there was nothing that the medical profession could do, and it was very vulnerable to infections, and they were giving her lots of antibiotics, and they talked possibly amputation because it's such a major leg wound, but we got in there, we started working with the silver, she was taking the silver biotics internally, we were using the gel on the wound. And as long as we had her in that protocol, I also used some ozone therapy. She never got an infection, and that was an open wound for 12 months. And it really helped to close the wound, keep it clean, and protect her. So I am such a fan of this product and the technology because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. It's saved my mother's leg and saved her from getting sepsis and whatever else could have happened with such a massive open wound. So, I just think this is such a blessing to be able to have this product. So anyway, I just have to, share my story because it was so profound for our family to be able to offer that to her. But I want to go in.
We just had a case where there's this 2-year-old girl who they were cooking in her house, and she reached up and put her hand on the stove, and it was horrible. And, the big deal there was that you would have to deal with a lifelong amount of scarring on the hand, and it would be really a problem. And the amazing part was we helped clear that in just a few weeks. And so that hand healed up, and all of that burn and the tissue with almost no scarring at all. It was amazing the healing rate this little girl had, and we have pictures of it and stuff, but it really made me feel good inside to know that, we were helping that, and we have those approvals to be able to go in and say, look, we can help heal these burns and cuts and wounds, and that's a big deal. Not only that first line defense that we're talking about, but real problems that we face.
Right. So let's talk about silver biotics. Let's talk about the liquid, which I take every day and have been taking it, daily for years. Let's talk about what that is, why it's so effective, how it's been tested and shown to be effective against viruses, bacteria, even mold, and why it is. So, why it's my first line of immune support, and I'm sure it is for you as well. So let's really share with my audience why this is such an amazing product that I believe everyone should be using.
Well, we found early on that this liquid product had some amazing characteristics. That we had tested the probiotic bacteria and found that at the levels which we were using it, we did not hurt the good or probiotic bacteria at all. And we found that we could kill the pathogenic forms of bacteria. And so we were looking at helping the immune system to function at a much higher level. But at the same time, it's important to know that you're not doing any damage to that by hurting the probiotics, which we proved in a whole bunch of studies we were not. And one of the big studies we did, we were proving to ourselves and everybody else the safety of using the products. And so we paid $350,000 for 3 studies, which were human studies, where people drank the solution every single day. And what we found was that the product would go into the bloodstream and hit its height in the bloodstream within 2 hours. We also found that it was completely excreted or it left the body in 24 hours. So there was no residual. So that was a good thing, and it meant people could take it every single day. And so our Silver Soul technology, or Silver Biotic Silver, one is incredibly safe. We don't have to worry about our family taking it. Those studies are peer-reviewed, medically published, and they're available in PubMed. So people don't have to worry about taking it on a daily basis. We know they can. We've worked really hard to prove that it was safe for human ingestion. And that's a very big deal. The other thing we've done is we've done a lot of work on the immune system with the product. And we've done some really extreme stuff. One of the most deadly influenzas to ever hit the world was the H5N1 bird flu. And the H5N1 bird flu, we were really trying to work to not only save the humans, but save the animals, because they were killing a lot of animals because the animals had the flu and they were worried that it would transfer to the humans. And we make pet products too. And so we were, looking at being able to help protect people's dogs and cats and, other things besides just the humans. And so we did a study with the National Institute of Health. That's a government agency that has access to these really problematic bugs. And in this study, they gave it daily for H5N1 bird flu. And what we found was that if they took the product for 7 days before they got the flu, then what happened was we could raise the survival rate by 100%, which was huge. I mean, this is a very big deal. And so this study was peer-reviewed and published, and is available for anybody who wants to read it. All they have to do is contact us. We're happy to send them a copy of the study. And what it showed was really an amazing immune support, the ability to help boost the immune system of the individuals by using it on a daily basis so that it reduced the potential problems associated with getting this flu. And in this case, it just happened to be one of the most deadly flus on the entire planet. This flu, had like a 70% death rate and did it in like 3 days. And so we were feeling really good about the fact that we could raise that survival rate by 100% with the product being sold as a supplement. You also know that we've done work on last year, the really problem virus was H3N2. It's the form of the influenza virus that really hit the public hard last year. We've done specific tests on that H3N2 product and been able to show that we're able to neutralize it within just a few hours. And so the big deal is that, they knew that if they took it, it could help boost the immune system to support the people who might be, have gotten it because they touched something or because, it's important to be able to help the body eliminate it before it becomes a problem. And in this case, building the immune system is a big deal, and in direct tests, we were able to prove that we could do that. We also had tested the H1N1, and one of the big groups, which is an anti-aging group, came to us and said, we think our doctors are really vulnerable to getting the H1N1 influenza. And this is a really nasty strain that went around a few years ago and really hit and was debilitating for not only people, but the docs. Because so many sick people were going to the docs were getting it. And so this group published an article on the H1N1 virus on our product, telling their docs that their docs should use it on a daily basis to help them not to get the flu when people came to them with the flu being sick. And so that big article, which is also available, was an article that was written to help keep the medical staff and also other people, on the H1N1 from getting it. And there was a lot of test data that was developed there, indirect testing on the H1N1 that showed that we could do it. showed that we had a really positive impact on being able to help with that problem. And we did it, and that data is available. It was published and given to literally thousands of doctors across the United States and in other countries. So in the group that did that is called A4M, the American Association of Anti-Aging Medicine People. And, you know, it's important because we're talking about the people who are most susceptible to having real problems with the flu are the old people and the really young, because their immune systems are not functioning at a high level. And so I think it's really important to be able to help those people as we get a little older, and also the very young. And we've proven the product safe for internal ingestion on a daily basis for those people.
So by being able to safely kill bacteria, and by the way, only the pathogenic bacteria, right? You don't kill, when people often ask me, if I take this and if it's killing the more dangerous bacteria, is it also killing the beneficial bacteria? And your answer is, Keith?
The answer is no. We have three different studies that were just designed to see if we had any negative effect on the good bacteria. And the data is that in those studies, at the levels which we're using it, we did not even inhibit the growth of the good bacteria. The friendly bacteria, your body needs to function. We did not even inhibit the growth. We had no negative effect. But the really pathogenic bacteria, the problem stuff at those levels, we could in fact kill. And we could do it within minutes. So we have those studies as well. They're all available for people. We have more than 400 major studies and test series that we've completed. And all of those are independent studies with major institutions, with government facilities, with universities. And usually what we do is we try and look at which university is the best at what we're doing. I mean, we were working on food disinfection, so we went to Kansas State. We were working on anthrax, so we went to Illinois Institute of Technology. We were working on yeast and fungus, which, you know, caused baby's diaper rash, women's vaginal yeast infections. And with those studies, a lot of those tests we did at University of California, Davis, because they're really the best at that. So people can't argue with our data because it's independent. They can not like it, but the fact is it's independent, hard data from major institutions. And it's available. We're happy to hand out. All you have to do is ask. So the FDA won't let us put a lot of those studies online, but a lot of them are published peer-reviewed, so they're available. But if you ever want to see them, all you have to do is ask, and if you ask, we have the ability to send them to you, and it's perfectly legal to give you all of that data, and we're happy to do it.
That's great. You know, I think we also need to make some distinctions. I'm sure people are curious how the Silver Soul technology differs from colloidal silver, because colloidal silver is really popular. It's been around a really long time. People are able to make their own colloidal silver. But the Silver Soul technology that we are talking about, that your company has developed, patented, is not colloidal silver. So can we just explain those distinctions?
Sure. Colloidal silver is usually ionic forms of silver. And ionic forms of silver work because they're missing one electron and they want it back. So if an ionic form of silver, which is what almost all colloidal silvers are, if they hit a bacteria or a fungus or something like that, they can steal one electron out of the cell wall. And if you steal enough of those electrons, then the cell wall breaks and the bacteria dies. But you have to steal a whole bunch of these electrons from the cell wall before that happens. So usually with those products, you need a lot of silver. We really don't. We at very, very low levels can get kill rates on some of the most heinous bacteria, and we can do it in minutes. And we have data showing that we can easily kill like MRSA bacteria at 2.5 ppm. And that's a really, really low level. Some of the ionic forms of silver actually can't kill MRSA or methicillin-resistant staph at all. There's a big report out on colloidal silver, and it shows that most forms of colloidal silver can't inhibit the growth of yeast at all. So candida, like diaper rashes and women's yeast infections and stuff like that, most of those forms of colloidal silver cannot even inhibit the growth of those. So they still grow in the presence of it. Ours is actually a nano form of silver. It's 3 to 5 nanometers in size. It's patented, so nobody else can make it. We're the only ones that can make it. We also patented the modes of action, how it works and what it works against. So nobody can do that. We continue to really work hard on making products that help moms. I know you know we just made the first ever antimicrobial moisturizer. So a moisturizer that would moisturize the skin but help protect it also from these pathogens. And Canada just approved that as the first one ever in the history of the world. And I think, why didn't somebody do this before us? And then I guess the answer is it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is, you know, we did it. And it's available so that you can moisturize your skin with this hyaluronic acid. And so you and I, we talk a lot about these products being able to help people and give them that first line of defense and help our kids and our family, being able to heal up these wounds and help boost the immune system. We think it's really important. The one thing we haven't talked about, which people really are going crazy for right now, is also the lozenge. We looked at the market and we said, you know, nobody has ever created a really great lozenge. And we know that with our form of silver, like we just talked about, it's much more effective than any of the other kinds. And in reality, one of the big deals is that nobody has been able to prove their silver so effective that they've been able to get a patent on silver since 1924. There's a lot of products that have been patented, meaning inventive, new and inventive, where they add something to silver, like citrate or something, to make the silver more effective. But nobody besides us has been able to make a new form of silver that was proven safe, but also more effective, so much more effective than the other types that exist, that they were able to patent silver itself with no added ingredients. And so we're the first one since 1924 that have been able to get patents on a product that was silver by itself with nothing else added to it. And, you know, I talked about the fact that we now have like 58 patents with a lot more pending. And each one of those is where we're trying to solve problems for families and people, you know, developing new products and new ways to help protect those families.
So the silver lozenge that you've developed is another one of the trios that I think is part of the trio that I consider the trio for immune support and flu protection. Particularly this time of year, we've talked about the silver, the liquid silver. We've talked about the gel, and we've talked a little bit about the lozenge. But the lozenges are great because they are organic, made with the silver. And, you know, I wrote an article about this for Total Health Magazine talking about all the throat issues because we're into sore throats, strep throats, we're into hoarseness, laryngitis, all the conditions that go on when we have some sort of either bacterial, viral inflammation in our throat area. And do you want to just talk a little bit more about that, Keith?
Sure. If you look at the old mom's cures for cold or flu or whatever, one of the big things is they would take honey and they would put it in hot water and make it into kind of a drink. And then they'd feed that to their sick kids. And they'd often put it honey in hot tea and do that. And we were looking at honey as really an amazing product. And we found that there was a type of honey called Manuka honey, which was more effective than even regular types of honey. And it was so effective as an antibacterial or antimicrobial that the FDA approved it for use in wound care, and they call it meta honey. But this honey can go right on a wound and, you know, help kill bacteria. I don't think it does it anywhere near. In fact, we know it doesn't do it anywhere near as effective as our gel. But the point was that it worked and that it was approved. And so we started looking, okay, we have it for internal use. What can we do to help people soothe that sore throat and help get rid of the hoarseness and other things associated with getting it? And so we thought, well, the perfect things are our silver and the Manuka honey. And so what we did was we combined those into a lozenge. So you have this brand new lozenge that we've actually upped the PPM on to where the PPM is actually about 10 PPM. And
parts
we
per million.
Correct. And we mix it with the Manuka honey. So you have a very effective silver, our silver, and you have this Manuka honey, which is another thing. And you have two really good products that you combine together so that you have not just 1 plus 1 equals 2, but really 1 plus 1 equals more like 4 or 5, because you get a much more beneficial effect when we add the two together. And so we created this lozenge. We, you know, put out like 100,000 of them, and they went like wildfire. So we just came out with another batch. We did like 50,000 of them. And we went through 15,000 packages the first week because people tried them and they found that they worked so incredibly well, the Silver Biotics Silver Lozenge. And so we just ordered 1.2 million and they should be out within the next couple of weeks. So we should be able to handle all the needs. But the really cool part is that you feel something in your throat, the itch, the burn. You can pop one of these lozenges in, or even a child, because it's safe to use. They have like 10 calories each, so it's not a big deal. But they soothe the throat, and they help the throat to heal with a natural healing effect. And one of the big ones was I had another radio host who had had some throat cancer issues. He came up to me at one of the shows and he said, I've tried a lot of throat lozenges and they never work. And he said, but I'm going to try yours. And I said, okay, go ahead. And I gave him one. And he started walking down the row away from us. And a couple of minutes, he came walking back, grabbed a big handful, and he said, I can't believe this, but these things actually work. They actually work. And he said, you can be on my show anytime, but you can only be on my show if you bring me these lozenges. And I thought, that's a really good sign that they work, coming from a national doctor, a nationally renowned, you know, doc. So,
well, that's why I love the lozenges, because they can help nip a problem in the bud. I'm always into nipping things in the bud. The first sign of flu is often a sore throat, or the lymph nodes feel a little sore. So not only are you relieving the symptoms, but you're actually going in and killing the viruses or the bacteria. A lot of throat infections actually are bacterial in nature. They're not viral. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter with the SilverSol technology, because it effectively kills all of those pathogens. And then you have the added benefit of Manuka honey, and I know it's a, you know, natural sweetener, so you're not really getting sugar there. But it also can be used kind of just preventatively can just pop one in your mouth and just know that you're protecting one of the avenues that takes those viruses into your body, and you know, get the benefit and enjoy them like a, you know, like a breath freshener as well as something that is truly therapeutic. So you know, I think the trio, I think what I do is take the Silver Soul liquid every day. And you want to just talk about what amounts are recommended for the Silver Soul tech, the liquid silver biotics?
Sure. So most people, if they're not feeling sick, most people just use 2 or 3 teaspoons a day, like one morning, noon, and night. And if you don't do the noon thing, you're fine. You know, do a couple at night before you go to bed. If people start to feel like they're getting sick, most of them will double that so that they're taking 2 teaspoons 3 times a day. And in reality, I never measured. I just, you know, take a mouthful because it really isn't a problem you're not going to share with somebody else because the bottle is really self-sterilizing. But the fact is you take a little bit in the morning, you take a little at night, and you have that immune defense that you're helping support your immune system. And I think that's a big deal. We also, by the way, put a little mint in that Manuka silver lozenge so that it would give you a breath freshener effect. But getting back to your real question was, on a daily basis, if you use that 2 to 3 teaspoons a day, for most people, that will help them stay on the up and up. It will help them to be able to fend off most of the things so they don't get sick at all. And that's, you know, that's a really important thing. Now, one of the questions is, people ask, how much can I safely take every day? And really, the answer to that came from the U.S. EPA. They had done a whole bunch of studies on how much silver you could ingest every day and be absolutely safe. And it was any type of silver, but silver in general. And it's in what they call the red document, registration eligibility document for silver. And on the second page and fourth paragraph, it states that a normal human adult can safely take 0.005 milligrams per kilogram a day. And if I translate that mumbo jumbo into English, it means that the average size adult could drink an ounce of our 10 ppm silver product every day of their entire life and have that be deemed completely safe. In fact, the EPA on the third page in the fourth paragraph states that the EPA does not anticipate that dietary exposure to these low levels of silver will be associated with any significant degree of risk. So what they're talking about is the amount they deem to be completely safe is actually the perfect amount, we believe, to be able to help boost the immune system. And so, and no, I have that memorized. I didn't read it from anything.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I memorized all the data I find, so I know exactly where it comes from and exactly what it says, and I have that ability to pull that out of my memory and just spit it out as I need to. But the answer is that at an ounce a day, you're completely safe. Most people don't need that much, but that's the amount that the EPA deemed as completely safe for everyday ingestion based on a whole lifespan of a normal human adult.
So that's a great way to complete our conversation. And we've been talking about the silver biotics products, the silver biotic liquid, the ASAP silver gel, and the silver biotics lozenge. If you'd like to know more about the technology, I suggest you go to silveruseinstitute.com. There's a tremendous amount of education there that looks at all the benefits of the silver. We just touched on how it helps with flus, but it's time to really get protected, proactive, and certainly for me, this is the number one thing that I have been using for years, so I do recommend it, and I want to thank Dr. Keith Muller, who's been with us today sharing all this great information. Thank you, Keith. It's so wonderful having you on the show. And we've come to the end. I've got to go. So until next time, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.